I hate to think of what the militiamen must have gone through in the earlier months before anything was organised. I remember coming upon a newspaper of only about 2 months early in which one of the POUM leaders, after a visit to the front, said that he would try to see to it that every militiaman had a blanket, a phrase to make you shudder if you've ever slept in a trench. On my second day at the barracks, there began what was comically called instruction. At the beginning, there were frightful scenes of chaos. The recruits were mostly boys of 16 or 17 from the back streets of Barcelona, full of revolutionary ardour but completely ignorant of the meaning of war. It was impossible even to get them to stand in line. Discipline did not exist. If a man disliked an order, he would step out of the ranks and argue fiercely with the officer. The lieutenant who instructed us was a stout, fresh-faced, pleasant young man who had previously been a regular army officer, and still looked like one with his smart carriage and spick-and-span uniform. Curiously enough, he was a sincere and ardent socialist. Even more than the men themselves, he insisted upon complete social equality between all ranks. I remember his pained surprise when an ignorant recruit addressed him as a señor. "What, señor? Who is that calling me señor? Are we not all comrades?" I doubt whether it made his job any easier. Meanwhile, the raw recruits were getting no military training that could be of the slightest use to them. I had been told that foreigners were not obliged to attend instruction. The Spaniards, I noticed, had a pathetic belief that all foreigners knew more of military matters than themselves. But naturally, I turned out with the others. I was very anxious to learn how to use a machine gun. It was a weapon I had never had a chance to handle. To my dismay, I found that we were taught nothing about the use of weapons. The so-called instruction was simply parade ground drill of the most antiquated, stupid kind. Right turn, left turn, about turn, marching attention in column, threes, and all the rest of that useless nonsense which I had learned when I was 15 years old. It was an extraordinary form for the training of a guerrilla army to take. Obviously, if you have only a few days in which to train a soldier, you must teach him the things he will most need: how to take cover, how to advance across open ground, how to mount guards and build a parapet. Above all, how to use his weapons. Yet this mob of eager children, who were going to be thrown into the front line in a few days' time, were not even taught how to fire a rifle or pull the pin out of a bomb. At the time, I did not grasp that this was because there were no weapons to be had. In the POUM militia, the shortage of rifles was so desperate that fresh troops reaching the front always had to take the rifles from the troops they relieved in the line. In the whole of the Lenin barracks, there were, I believe, no rifles except those used by the sentries. After a few days, though still a complete rabble by any ordinary standard, we were considered fit to be seen in public, and in the mornings we were marched out to the public gardens on the hill beyond the Plaza de España. This was the common drill ground of all the party militias, besides the carabineros and the first contingents of the newly formed popular army. Up in the public gardens it was a strange and heartening sight. Down every path and alleyway, amid the formal flower beds, squads and companies of men marched stiffly to and fro, throwing out their chests and trying desperately to look like soldiers. All of them were unarmed and none completely in uniform, though on most of them the militia uniform was breaking out in patches here and there. The procedure was always very much the same. For 3 hours we strutted to and fro. The Spanish marching step is short and very rapid. Then we halted, broke the ranks, and flocked thirstily to a little grocer's shop which was halfway down the hill and was doing a roaring trade in cheap wine. Everyone was very friendly to me. As an Englishman, I was something of a curiosity, and the carabinero officers made much of me and stood me drinks. Meanwhile, whenever I could get our lieutenant into a corner, I was clamouring to be instructed in the use of a machine gun. I used to drag my Hugo's dictionary out of my pocket and start on him in my villainous Spanish. Yo se maneja fusil, no se maneja ametralladora. Quiero aprender ametralladora. ¿Cuándo vamos a aprender ametralladora? The answer was always a harassed smile and a promise that there should be machine gun instruction mañana. Needless to say, mañana never came. Several days passed and the recruits learned to march in step and spring to attention almost smartly. But if they knew which end of a rifle the bullet came out of, that was all they knew. One day, an armed carabinero strolled up to us while we were halting and allowed us to examine his rifle. It turned out that in the whole of my section, no one except myself even knew how to load the rifle, much less how to take aim.